I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're headed to India, at least through a local festival, the Festival of India.
As the president of the Hindu Temple of Toledo, I'm working with a large group of volunteers. We together are organizing and are working to get this festival be a success this year.
That's Bhupesh Saini. He's recently been appointed the president of the Hindu Temple of Toledo. They are the main organizers for this event, but it's important to Bhupesh and for the community to note that this festival is a representation of India as a whole, celebrating the heritage of Southeast Asia.
So the Southeast Asian heritage by region, you know, you would consider that to be the countries like India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Nepal, that area. India is one of the larger countries in that region. Within India itself, also, there are a lot of different religions. It's a very socially, culturally, as well as linguistically diverse country. You have people of different faiths, such as Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, Sikhism, and many other, Buddhism, and many other different faiths that come from the Indian nation. So within the Toledo community, you will find people from all of these different religions and faiths living and working in the Toledo area.
And the Festival of India represents this experience, with participants from all over the greater Toledo area joining together to bring Indian culture to the Midwest. And although it's the first time that I've heard of this festival, it's been going on for quite some time.
The Festival of India is basically an event that we do every year that is sponsored by the Hindu Temple of Toledo. We have this festival every year around the anniversary of the temple. So this year it would be the 32nd anniversary of the temple. The festival is open to all. It's a free event, and it is one way where people from all backgrounds can come together, participate in it, perform in it, and share the experiences together as a group.
It's an all-day affair. The festival begins at 11 and ends at 8. And the idea, again, is that you're essentially visiting India. As you enter, you may hear some of the most recognizable tunes of the Indian film industry, Bollywood. You may also smell the spices of India, as a large variety of Indian food and drink is available. There's shopping as well for traditional Indian clothing, jewelry, and art. There's dancing, live music, and temporary henna tattoos, all representing the culture of an area that is ever-changing and ever-welcoming.
The way I would describe it, India's culture has always been inclusive in nature. Over the number of years, it has always been influenced by other cultures around the world. You will see those being reflected in the songs that would be played. We also like to share, even if you're not from the Indian region or connected to India, we always like to share this platform and this event with other cultures. So we do have some Middle Eastern groups perform on the stage along with us. This year we also have a Mexican performance dance group performing on Bollywood songs that are aligned to the Mexican culture. It's one way where everyone, all of us are global citizens, and we should embrace and experience the different cultures around the world. So even if we are not necessarily from that region, it would be a great opportunity for you to come and experience the different art forms and the culture that we'll be able to showcase on this day.
Bhupesh found this same kind of welcoming community when he moved to Ohio back in 2001. Through the Hindu Temple of Toledo and the Festival of India, he was able to make connections in the Midwest. And he hopes this festival will continue to provide that same opportunity for individuals within our area, looking for new friends, looking for connections, but also looking to travel while staying home.
You have to find some way of making new friends. And that actually helps your transition process. Toledo as a city is very welcoming. and it's a small town. The biggest positive for the region with this festival is that they get to experience India without the travel. That's the biggest positive. We think this will bring a lot of different communities closer, and they'll be able to celebrate together. And you may make a few new friends on that day. This is an attempt for us to bring India to the Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan region for a day. So the ambience that we'll create with the food, the dance, music, you can experience all of that in that one day.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.